Shalom, brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of April, 2022. And it's the Hebrew month called Nisan or Aviv. Today is the 18th day of this Hebrew month. Today is the day after the resurrection day of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. By the grace of Yah, this is a quick audio, just touching on the Omer count. We are in the days of the counting of the Omer, because these are the days of the barley harvest. Barley is a very important crop in Israel because we use it to make bread. And we use it to make many other things, which I just haven't had a chance to investigate and be able to talk about. But it's something that that is very, very important. Let's read Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. I'm going to read from the, hold on, let me see. Okay, let me read from the Complete Jewish Bible. Revelation 6:6 says, "Then I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living beings saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price, but don't damage the oil or the wine." So Yahweh is trying to pass a message here that wheat and barley are not to be taken lightly, and also oil. There's a great emphasis here on wheat, barley, and oil, because these are the things that form the foundation of our basic meals, our day-to-day meals. And once the third seal is broken? Yeah, the third seal is broken. These will be affected, the third seal has already been broken, as revealed through the prophet Elijah recorded in Malachi chapter 4:5-6. So the price for barley the price for barley and wheat has gone up so much, but the oil and wine are not to be touched. And we all know that the oil and wine spiritually represent the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But the barley and the wheat represent Yahushua HaMashiach. And this can be related to Amos chapter 8, verse 9 to 10. I think it's verse 10, which says that a time is going to come when there will be a famine of the word of Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh is Yahushua HaMashiach. And that simply means that a time is coming when it will be very difficult to be able to find Bibles. It will be difficult to find men and true women and women of Yah, prophets, pastors, evangelists. They will become scarce as time goes on. And this is going to happen after the 3 days of darkness, because there will be much persecution and martyrdom, heavy persecution and martyrdom than we know now. It will be worldwide, as it will be ushering in the reign of the beginning of the reign of the end time Messiah. So barley is a very important crop being the mature crop of the year, the one that is harvested first in Israel. And out of the barley harvest, we are supposed to tithe an omer to Yahweh as a thanksgiving for his salvation. And then later on, when the wheat harvest, a few weeks from now, when the wheat harvest occurs, which happens just before Pentecost, we are to do the same. We are to offer an omer of wheat, which is a sheaf, so tithe, to Yahweh as a form of thanksgiving for his salvation and the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh. So we do one at the beginning of the first seven, you know, the 7 weeks of counting the Omer, and we do one at the end of the counting of the Omer, so in the seventh week. So this is a very important subject. It may not make much sense to many Christians, but it's highly important to the Creator. And it's important that the body of Yahushua HaMashiach gains understanding, because it has everything to do with our salvation. Hallelujah. And we are called to daily work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Remember that the law of Yahweh has not been done away with. It's his prized, most prized possession, and it represents the tree of life that we see in the Garden of Eden. It's there to guide us so that we can overcome our evil inclination to sin against Yahweh. I want us to read, bear with me, brethren, just hold on, please. The book of James, I want us to just quickly read James chapter 1, verse 14 to 16. It says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death," or when it is fully grown, brings forth death. "Do not err, my brethren." And if you relate this to Romans 6:23, it says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahushua HaMashiach." Amen in Yahushua's name. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. So the law of Yahweh, or the Torah, is there to help us overcome the evil inclination, so that when the evil inclination sets in and tries to tell us to go this way, the Torah brings us back to the narrow path that leads to heaven. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. And the Torah can be called wisdom, because it is indeed wisdom, and it's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30:19, we are told to choose life. When we choose life, we are making the opposite choice to what Adam and Eve made in the Garden of Eden, which is to choose to eat of the tree of life and not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And even in when the tabernacle was being built and the temple, they were built with that issue of returning to the Garden of Eden, or paradise, in mind. The Holy of Holies represents face-to-face communication or interaction with Yahweh. And that is what used to happen in the Garden of Eden. So the Tabernacle of Moshe, or the Tent of Meeting, also known as Mishkan in Hebrew, is there to paint the picture of returning to Yahweh, the salvation plan of returning to Yahweh as His image. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. Amen. The other thing about the Torah to remember is the woman in Revelation chapter 12 who has the moon under her feet. The moon represents the law of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because when you read Psalm 89, when you read Jeremiah 31 and other scriptures, you see Yahweh associating the moon with His covenant law with Israel. Hallelujah. And it says He will never break His covenant. And it says that the law, this covenant, which is the law, is tied to the moon being in the sky every day and giving us light, and the sun as well, and the stars. So for the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach in Revelation 12 to be clothed with the sun, have the moon under her feet, have the 12 stars on her head, is a message about the covenant of the Most High God, which is His Torah. And that's why in Revelation chapter 12:17 it says, the devil is so furious with this woman, with the woman, that it chases after her and spits out, causes the earth to spit out. No, he spits water out against her, but Yahweh causes the earth to swallow the water. But my point in there is that it emphasizes that when the devil is not able to get a hold of the woman, it goes after her offspring who keep Yahweh's commandments and hold the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. So the two go together. The blood of Yahushua is not enough. We also have to obey the commandments of Yahweh, because that contributes to us being holy as Yah is holy. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. So the counting of the Yomah is the counting of 7 weeks to Shavuot, the festival of weeks, or the festival of Pentecost. The counting of the Omer is about acknowledging the 7 attributes of Yahweh, and also remembering and reminiscing the 7 days of creation mentioned in Genesis 1 to 2. It's also there to remind us to remind us of the fact that within the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, there are the bride of Yahushua and the guests. Hallelujah. Now we are to make an effort to try and be the bride of Yahushua. However, it calls for a lot of sacrifice. Hallelujah. So I'm not able to look at the 7 attributes in this audio, but I will mention them in the Hebrew language. I've not got the translation, but I will say that this week's attribute is called Chesed. Chesed is loving kindness or mercy, and it's to do with the first day of creation and also the first millennium of creation. The first millennium of creation was due time that Adam lived and some of his descendants and many other things happen. But as I said, I'm not going to go into it now. I just thought I should do a quick audio to remind everyone that we are in the season of counting the Omer. And yesterday we read some scriptures on Leviticus 23, verse 9 to 20, and we broke it down little by little. So as we are going through these 7 weeks of counting, we have daily scriptures to read and to pray, to use to pray. And as we are doing this, we're also declaring which day of the Omer counting it is per day. We are also we are also saying a blessing unto Abba Yahweh, you know, blessing him for the salvation that he has given unto us, delivering us from bondage to the devil, which is represented by Egypt or Mizraim in Exodus. And we are also thanking him for his resurrection power. Hallelujah. So today, being the 18th of April, is day 2 of the counting of the Omer, and we are still in the first week, as I said, which is the week of loving kindness or mercy. Hopefully I'll be able to do another audio to talk a bit more about this, how Yahweh made everything large, extremely large, in the very first millennium. What we see now is minute compared to that time. Everything was extremely large at the time. The trees, the animals, the people. I mean, Adam was so tall that he could touch heaven. He could touch heaven. And that's why the giants were so big, because the people of that time were extremely big. And also angels are big. But it's important to know that when Adam sinned against Yahweh, he shrunk. He shrunk a bit and could not touch or reach the heavens again. And over time, as human beings, we continue to shrink. And as we continue to shrink, so did all of the other creation shrink. Because whatever we do affects the rest of creation. Remember, the rest of creation is under our dominion, as pronounced in Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 31. So what the way Yahweh created it is like a computer. If this does not satisfy that command, then this will happen. For example, so like when the days of the flood came up, it wasn't necessarily Yahweh who started the whole thing. The whole thing had already been programmed to start on a particular date, and it knew exactly how to do what it needed to do in order for the judgment to manifest. So, for example, when Adam and Eve sinned, the sun and the moon immediately reacted. The trees in the Garden of Eden reacted. The earth, the soil from which we are made, it reacted. The waters reacted by starting a flood, which did not stop until, I think, Noah was born. So there was a reaction from various directions of each and every form of creation that Yahweh created. And remember that our bodies, the flesh bodies, are made of various parts. of creation, like wind or air, fire, soil, grass. I've forgotten the others, but yes, there's various components that were used to make our bodies. So those components know how to react, because our bodies are connected to those components. When we sing, those components react. It's a long story. But we praise you for revelation, knowledge. Hallelujah. So in this season of chesed, or loving kindness, or mercy, let's continue to cry out to Yahweh, asking him to have mercy upon our sins, to cleanse us, to bring back to life everything that is menomen, everything good that he has given us, but the devil has killed in our lives. We can use Joel chapter 2, the scripture about the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and to pray. So let's ask Yahweh to manifest his resurrection power in our lives. It's very interesting that in this first week of creation, the first week of the counting of the Yoma, we are also going to cross the Red Sea again. The commemoration of the crossing of the Red Sea is going to take place in this first week. And then the first week of counting the Yoma ends the day after that. So it starts on 16 and it finishes on the 22nd, the first week of counting the Yoma. So the month of Nisan is a busy month and it's coming to an end. But let's be encouraged. Let's continue to count the Yoma. When the sun sets, a new day begins. And so we're supposed to count the Yoma for that new day by saying the blessing. And the blessing is as follows. It says, Baruch Hata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu Bemizvota Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by his commandments and commanded us to count the Omer. Today is day 2. Hallelujah. In Yahusha's name, amen. And then you keep changing the number, the day, as time goes on. So for each day you say, today is day 3, today is day 4, like that. So I need to bring this audio to an end. May Yahweh bless you abundantly in Yahusha's name and bring to life everything that has died, that is meant to be alive in your life, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May Abba Yahweh preserve your families and make divine provision where it is needed speedily in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May he cause you to be triumphant over every battle that the enemy has begun in your lives, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. All right, brethren, I'm going to stop here. I cover myself with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I cover this audio with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost fill this audio and cause it to be a great blessing to everyone that takes time to listen to it in Yahushua's name. Amen. I also pray that the audio has not cut out. But in case it has, I really ask that you accept my apologies. I'm not able to record another one until maybe tomorrow. All right, brethren, remain blessed. Shalom.